堂听 class.com。
Hello, how time flies. It's nearly half of the term. 时间过得真快，一下就已经快半个学期要过去了。Now let's come to Unit 7. 下面我们进行第七单元。Unit 7, mainly revision. 第七单元，复习。那么本单元呢，主要针对我们前半个学期所学的语言要点进行复习。本学期，这个前半学期呢，我们重点的要掌握动词的啊三个基本时态，一个是一般现在时态，一个是现在进行时态，一个是表示将来的将来时态，也叫一般将来时态。上面我们首先要掌握一下这些时态的概念，请看。一般现在时态是表示经常性、习惯性的行为，它经常和 always、usually、often、sometimes、every day、in summer 等连用。例如，我们描述我们自己每天的生活。啊，比如说早上起床啊，然后是几点钟上学，然后是怎么去上学，这个时候通常都用一般现在时态。第二个要掌握现在进行时态，现在进行时态用来表示现在正在进行和发生的动作，比如说 It is raining now 啊，现在正在天在下雨， So it is raining now。那么现在进行时态的形式是 be going， 好像是进行时态，然后 be going to do something， 那这个用 be going to 后面加上要干什么，就可以表示将要发生的动作。 For example, we're going to play football tomorrow， 明天我们要踢足球， So be going to do something， 这是现在进行时态。好，下面我们把那个表示现在进行的和即将要进行的这样的两种行为和动作呀，做一些比较和做一些综合性的、复合性的练习。那 please look at the picture， 请大家看图。Look at the picture. What are the boys doing?啊，这些男孩在干什么？ What are the boys doing? Some are playing football. Some are playing football. Others are playing basketball. 还有一些呢是在打篮球。那这个时候呢都是表示此时此刻正在进行的动作。啊，就是现在进行时态。Go on. What are the children under the tree doing? Now, what are the children under the tree doing? 那么这些树底下的孩子们在干什么呢？ They are watching the boys playing basketball. 他们正在观看这些男孩在打篮球。You see? They are watching the boys playing basketball.And what are the children around the table doing? What are the children around the table doing? 那么围着这个桌子的这些一些小孩在干什么呢？ So one is reading, the others are talking. So the others are talking. OK. 那么刚才的这个几个练习呢，主要是练习一个现在进行时态。表示图片的那样一些小孩正在干什么。那么现在进行时态大家注意的关键呢，就是一个是 ing 形式啊，它的读音也好，它的构成也好，是要特别注意的。第二个呢，要注意前面的 verb to be am is are 要和主语的人称要保持一致。那如果现在进行时态掌握的比较好， 那么要掌握 be going to， 应该说啊，也不是很难，是非常容易的。下面我们做一个综合性的练习。Look at the picture。那这个呢是表示正在做的，这个是表示他要做的事情。So what is she doing and what's she going to do？ 那么他现在在干什么？他打算要干什么？请大家注意，这个形式上呢很相像，但这个地方 be going to do 是打算干什么。She's walking， 她现在正在走路。She's walking。She's going to the supermarket。Look, supermarket. She's going to the supermarket. 她正在走路，她打算要到超级市场去，超市去。Okay? Now, what is the woman doing and what's she going to do? She's working. She's going to the supermarket.Now the next picture. Look at the man. And what is the man doing? And what's he going to do? Now what's the man doing? Now what's he going to do? Now can you see this? Beijing. Beijing. Yes. What's the man doing? And what's he going to do? Then we say, he's mending...His car, or he's mending a car. He's mending his car. 他正在修理他的车。He's going to Beijing. 他打算要到北京去。He's going to Beijing means he's going to go to Beijing. No, he's going to Beijing. Go on. Look at the picture. What is the woman doing? Now, what is the woman doing? Or what are they doing?那么他们在干什么？ What is the woman doing? And what's she going to do? Or what are they going to do? Look, she's cooking. Or they are cooking. 他们两个都在做饭。She's cooking. He's cooking too. They are cooking. And she's going to have a dinner. Or they are going to have a big dinner. 他们打算要吃一个很丰盛的晚餐。Or they're going to get together. 他们要聚会。They're going to have a party. 他们打算要举行一个晚会。This picture, what are they doing? And what are they going to do? What are they doing? What are they going to do? Look, they're going to the park.他们正到公园去。What are they going to do? They're going to fly their kite. Fly their kite 意思是放风筝。They're going to fly their kite. 他们打算去放他们的风筝。OK. 那么由刚才的这几道练习呢，我们就练习了现在进行时态和 be going to. Be going to 是表示马上要去做，将要做。啊，打算要去做的动作，有时候这个 go 它没有去的含义。For example, I'm going to read the newspaper， 就是我打算要看报了啊。I'm going to read a newspaper， 我并没有去到什么地方，所以那个 go 在这种时候往往它没有去的含义，就是表示即将要做什么。So I'm going to read. 我打算要读书了，要看书了。Now so much for verb tenses. 那么关于动词的复习呢，我们进行时态和表示将来的复习到这里。Now let's come to lesson 26. 下面我们看26课。Lesson 26. The 26th lesson.第二十六课，那第二十六课呢，就是要复习一下一般现在时态。它描述了 Paul 他的一天，也通过描述 Paul 的一天来复习一般现在时态的用法，就是他一天所经历的事情啊，也就是他每天早中晚都经常要经历的事情。这个时候要用一般现在时态。 好，下面我们首先看这个文章的第一部分。 Paul is a Canadian. He lives in a tall building in the city of Toronto. There are 18 floors in the building, and he lives on the 15th floor. He uses a lift to go up and down.好，那么这一段的描述呢，我们大家可以看到，实际上呢，这段描述呢，就是用的一般现在时态。He lives in a tall building in the city of Toronto. There are 18 floors in the building, and he lives on the 15th floor. He uses a lift to go up and down. 他用一个电梯来上和下。那么这个地方呢，很重要的就是 Paul 是一个第三人称单数，那么在一般现在时态里面呢，他的行为动词啊要用他的 S 形式， He lives, He uses, 啊，这是一个重点。另外呢，我们要掌握一般现在时态的疑问句的用法。下面我们根据这段文字呢，我们提出几个问题。The first, where does Paul live? So where does Paul live? Does Paul live 构成 lived 疑问形式。The where does Paul live? So we know he lives in a tall building in the city of Toronto. So where is Toronto? Yes, in Canada. In Canada. Go on. How many floors are there in the building?How many floors are there in the building? We know there are 18 floors in the building. 啊，这个建筑物有多高呢？对，这个建筑物有18层楼高。啊，18层楼高。Go on. Which floor does he live on? Which floor does he live on? 那么他到底是住在几楼呢？ Which floor does he live on?Yes, he lives on the 15th floor. He lives on the 15th floor. 他是住在15楼。Go on. What does he use to go up and down? Now, what does he use to go up and down? 他每天是用什么工具上和下呢? Up and down. Up 表示上。Down 表示下。What does he use to go up and down? So we know he uses a lift to go up and down. 他是用电梯来上楼和下楼。Well, that's something about Paul. 那么这一课里面呢，有关 Paul 的那个整个的一天的生活呢，还有很多描述。大家在阅读过程中特别要注意动词的时态形式，也就是他怎么来描述他一天的生活啊，他怎么来描述他一天的生活。本单元里面呢，我们要掌握一些表示楼层的说法。首先我们知道一幢建筑物有多少层楼是怎么说的啊， There are 18 floors in the building， 就这个建筑物有18层楼。Then, how many floors are there in this building? 那么这个建筑物有多少层楼呢？ 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then, how many floors are there in this building? Then we say there are 10 floors in this building. 那么这幢建筑物呢有10层楼。Then we can also say the building has 10 floors. 这幢建筑有10层楼。在这个地方我们用这个图片呢，主要是要说明英国人和美国人在说楼层的时候，它的表述方法是不一样的。 Now, It's 10 floors. 那么英国人呢，把它的一楼啊，它叫做 the ground floor， 底楼 the ground floor。 然后呢二楼呢它叫 the first floor， the first floor. 然后呢，以此类推 ，the second floor, the third floor, the fourth floor, the fifth floor, the sixth floor. 那这是六层楼。那么就英国人所说的一楼啊，它是指的实际的二层楼。那么最顶上一层楼呢，也就是我们说的十楼的话，那英国人说呢 ，the ninth floor。为什么呢？因为他把一楼都把它统一叫做 the ground floor, 啊，叫做底楼，啊，叫底楼。但是美国人呢，加拿大人呢，和我们中国人呢所说的那个一楼就是一楼 ，the first floor, the second floor, the third floor, the fourth floor, the fifth floor, the sixth floor, the seventh floor, the ninth floor, the eighth floor, and the tenth floor。那么美国人、加拿大人和我们中国人所说的楼呢，就一楼、二楼、三楼、四楼、五楼、七楼，就这样迅速说下去。可见我们大家在学习英语的过程中呢，一定要了解这样一些各个国家的人表述一些事物的习惯啊。比如说你在英国的时候，人家说啊 ，I live on the second floor， 我住在 second floor。那这个时候你到那个电梯里面，你应该是上到几楼呢？对，你应该是上到三层楼啊。当然了，在英国的电梯里面可能也是标注的是二，但是你知道，至少要知道它是实际上我们啊。在听他说的二层楼，实际上是我们所说的三楼。那么这是我们学英语中不可缺少的，一定要注意了解对方一些表述的习惯。但另外呢，像我们啊，中国人对有一些数字，哪些是吉利数字，哪些是不吉利数字，我们学习一个语言呢，也要了解其他国家哪些是吉利的数字，哪些是不吉利的数字，这些都是一些文化现象。我们掌握了这样一些文化现象呢，其结果呢，就是我们能够更好的与对方去进行交流，我们更好的去理解对方啊，这样就增强我们的一种国际的意识。 Well, so much for floors 啊，关于 floor 呢，我们就讲到这里。好，下面我们针对 Paul's Day， 根据 Paul 的一天的生活，给大家编了一个小的练习，请大家来完成这个练习，特别注意动词该怎么来填写。 Paul blank very hard. He blank to work early. Every day he blank his home and blank to the lift. He blank into the lift. It blank him down to the first floor. He blank out of the lift.Then he blanked to a bus stop. Then the bus stop is in front of a station. It is about 200 meters from his home. 那么这个完形填空呢，实际上根据我们课文的内容来编写的。啊，如果我们能够很好的掌握课文，完成起来不是很困难。So we know Paul very hard.That is, Paul works very hard, right? Yes. Paul works very hard. Paul 工作非常努力，非常勤奋。He goes to work early. Every day he leaves his home and works to the lift. 每天他都离开自己的家，然后就走到电梯那儿。He goes into the lift.And it takes him down to the first floor. 那么电梯呢？他走进电梯，电梯就把他从楼上一直带到了一楼。He gets out of the lift. 然后他走出电梯。Then he walks to a bus stop. 然后走到公共汽车站。The bus stop is in front of a station.It is about 200 meters from his home. 那么这个电车站呢，离他那个车站呢，离他家大概有200米的距离。OK， 好，那么这个呢是用一个练习来描述了 Paul 的一天的部分生活。那么学习现在一般现在时态的最好方法呢，也是曾经给大家说过， 你就用一般现在时态来描述一下你自己一天的生活。那 I get up， 我每天如何如何如何如何做，那么就可以掌握一般现在时态动词的基本用法。同时呢，你来描述一下你自己父亲和自己母亲的一天的生活，因为他就在你的身边，这样你就可以掌握当主语是第三人称单数的时候动词形式的变化。 For example, my father gets up early every morning. He eats his breakfast at home. And then he goes to work by bike. Now it takes him about 20 minutes to get to his factory.He works very hard, and he eats his lunch in the factory. He gets home at about 7 o'clock in the evening. 这样不断的练习，你就动词加 s 的形式得到反复的训练，你就会形成一种良好的习惯。这样呢，你在使用一般现在时态的时候呢，你就会形成一种概念，当主语第三人称单数的时候，你一种习惯性的就考虑到动词的变化问题。也就是说，语法它不是用一种死记硬背来学会的，语法它应该就是在生活之中，在使用之中形成的习惯，形成一种表述的习惯，形成一种那个语法的一种概念，这一点呢是在我们初学者特别重要的。好，下面我们再看后面一道练习。How does Paul usually go to work? 那 Paul 通常他是怎么样去上班？ He usually goes to work by bus. He catches the number 11 bus to work, but sometimes he goes by train. 这是他上班的，经常是怎么走的？ Goes, catches.But sometimes he goes by train. Go on. Does he go to work on foot? No, he doesn't. He works in a factory far away. It's about 10 kilometers away from his home. Now look here. His work starts at 8:30 and finishes at 4:45.He gets back home at 5:15, and he gets into the lift and goes into the lift, and it goes up to the 12th floor. Then he gets out of the lift and climbs up to the 15th floor on foot. 那这个地方请大家注意。这些动词的短语 gets back 回来， gets into 进到里面， goes up to 上到什么地方， gets out of 从什么里面出来， climbs up to 爬到什么。 We know he lives on the 15th floor, then why does he get out of the lift on the 12th floor? 那他为什么在12楼就下来呢？Could you tell me the reason? 你能否告诉我他为什么要这样？ Okay, that's the question. 好，这一段里面请大家特别注意一些由 get 引起的短语， get to, get into, get out of, get on, get off, and get up. Now, here is some examples. Get up at 6:30, get to school at 7,Get on the bus, get off the bus, and get off the bus at the next bus stop, please. 那 lesson 27, 下面我们看27课。27课是有关 football 的。So many people like the game football very much in China.Then we say football is a very popular game in China. popular 就是非常流行的，受人们所喜欢的。So many young people like it, and Li Lei is very good at football.好，下面一段对话呢是谈到有关足球的问题，请看。We're going to watch a football game. Would you like to come too? I'd love to. 啊，我愿意来看。What kind of football? American or soccer? 是美式足球 ,American football or soccer? 是 American football or soccer? 到底是什么足球？Soccer, but we don't call it soccer in China, we call it football. 但是我们中国呢不把它叫 soccer, 而是还是叫 football. They call it football in England too. 在英国也把这个 soccer 叫 football. 那么到底是什么是 American football, 到底是什么是 soccer 呢？请大家看这个图形就知道了。Now look.This is football. Britain and China, we call this football. 我们叫足球的呢，在美国人呢把它叫 soccer. 那美国人说足球是什么球啊？ Yes, that's American football. 就是我们通常说的橄榄球。那美国人把这个叫 soccer, 把这个叫什么？叫 football.OK, 好，大家通过这个对话的学习又了解一种文化。那如果你在美国听人家谈 football, 啊，你就千万不要谈到马拉多纳啊，谈到了一些足球明星。他们谈的 football 可能是指的 American football, 是美式足球，也就是橄榄球。It is not round, 它不是圆的。Right? 而且它打的时候很有意思，又可以用手还可以用脚。Then, what do they call football in the U.S.? 那美国人把 football 叫什么呢？叫 soccer. Okay? Football is very popular in China, and football is now popular in the United States, too. 那么现在足球在美国也开始流行了。Well,So much for Unit 7. 那么第七单元我们就辅导到这里。Half of the term has passed. 那么半个学期也过去了。每个同学在这个通过半个学期的学习应该很好的把自己所学过的东西进行一些总结。不光在知识上要进行总结，特别在学习方法上也要进行相应的清理和总结。那你会从中去体验哪些方法对于我学习是有帮助的，我在学习上还有哪些习惯不太好，是需要经过改进的。所以只有这样我们才能由好到更好，一直到最好。正像我们曾经学过的一个小的韵文叫 good, better, best, never let it rest, 就是好了要更好，更好了还要最好，永远不要让这个学习的这种发展的进程停止。那么这个关键就在于自己 work harder and harder, 要努力再努力。 OK, best wishes for your study. Goodbye.